God is willing to make the sky break forth into rain in our lifetime if we have simple faith in Christ and trust His word to the letter. This is the focus for year 2016 December's retreat, themed The Divine Mode for Revival, held at Bethphage, Alata Village, off Ijebuode, Ibadan Road, Adebayo Idianyore, Ibadan, Nigeria. May the Lord bless your heart as you listen.
Oluwale kansi,
we've come before thy throne.
Ati wa siwaju iteyin,
our lives to bud.
Ki aye wa korudi,
our lives to blossom.
Ki aye wa koruwe,
and our lives to fruit.
Ki aye wa kosin ru eso.
You did promise us.
Eti sileri fun wa.
In 3 days,
ni ojo meta,
you will achieve this. Lord, we trust you that what you have said, you will surely do. Help us to believe you. Help us to trust you. Help us to follow you. Help us to hold on to your word. Cause your word to prosper in our lives. Grant, O God, that this day scriptures be fulfilled in our lives. Thank you, Father, for we have prayed with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. I trust the Lord to strengthen you. I know it could be challenging at an hour like this. Just entering into the second day of the fast. I believe the Lord, who has graciously gathered us together, that one more time he will cause his word to prosper in our lives. This afternoon, I will be pushing forward what is it to believe. What kind of believe or believing that God expects from us, that we provoke God into action. What exactly it is that God must see in us for Him to respond to our cry? What exactly will be that God must find an atmosphere correct, right for Him to operate? As a matter of fact, we began to sense this matter when the Lord began to speak to us about launch out into the deep. And that came from the book of Luke chapter 5. And I want us to revisit that scripture one more time. I want us to see the word of God and see what He wants us to take note of, so that we might grow that kind of heart, and the Lord might find freedom through us to express Himself. When our brother was leading us in the 9 o'clock hour prayer and was talking about the manifestation of the sons of God, you know it very well that that cannot just be people who go to church. It must be of those men and women who carry God's own gene in their being.
Oh, yo wayi ni pase awon eniyan lokunrin ati lobirin ti won ni iru Olorun ni inu won.
Men and women who have God's kind of faith.
Ani iru awon eniyan ti won ni irufe igbagbo ti Olorun.
And I'll be talking about that possibly this our prayer. And if I have opportunity again the next hour prayer, I hope you know that I don't fix the time that I come here to preach. As people come here, I was also asked, it's your time to come. So it is not that brother, you're just say, look, he's the one that must preach at all times. No.
Barely.
Thank you very much. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So if I have that space, in the next hour prayer, if not, maybe when next I come up, I'll be pushing that matter. Don't forget, I was quietly pointing your attention to faith that worketh by love. And Paul emphasized that in several of the epistles we study in the course of this meeting.
Paul wrote,
and as I searched through the scriptures,
I noticed
that the faith of God, if you don't mind me,
it's
not that kind of fantastic faith that you think about. It's just childlike faith that is propelled by love. We will see it from the scriptures. And I am thinking that you and I will desire to possess that kind of faith. So that one more time, the Lord will have free passage among his people. He may be able to deploy the enormous power that is not just in heaven, but within us to do what he wants to do. And I'm trusting the Lord to help us as we study his word. Can we come to Luke chapter number 5? And I will read from verse
1.
And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Genesaret. And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets.
Ori oko meji ti won gun.
Yes.
And
he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and talked the people out of the ship. And Simon answered, said unto him, have I jumped something?
No,
verse 4. Yes. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught.
Bi o sin ti dake oro so o wi fun Simon pe ti sibu ki o si ju awon yin si isale fun akopo.
And Simon answering said unto him, master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word
I will let down the net.
Simon is in down. O simi fun pe. O lo koni. Gbogbo oru ana. Li awa fi sise. Awa ko simu kan. Shugbon. Ni tori oro re. Emi o ju awon na si sale.
And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break.
Nigba ti won sin ti se yi, won ko opolopo eja.
And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink.
Once in shapere si egbe won, ti o wali okokeji, ki won ki o wa, lon won lo wo, once in wa, once in kon okomejeji be ni,
when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord."
Peteru sin ri o wo lele ba ekun Jesu o wi pe lo kuro lodo mi nitori elese ni mi Oluwa.
For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken.
Ah, sin she ati gbogbo awon tin be pelu re fun akopo eja ti won ko.
And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men."
Be ni Jacob ati Johannu awon mo Zebedee tin se olupeja po pelu Simoni. Jesu wi fun won fun Simoni pe ma beru lati sisin lo iwa ma mu eniyan.
And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him.
Nigba ti won sin mu oko won de ile, won fi gbogbo re sile, won si to leyin.
May the Lord bless this word in our hearts in the name of Jesus.
Ki Oluwa ko bukun oro yi ni okan wa ni oruko Jesu.
The story we looked at very strongly last year.
Esero Olorun yi atana wo daradara ni odun to koja.
It was during the December's retreat like this.
O je akoko igba iwoju Oluwa ni osu kejila odun.
We saw that
ari pe
as people mounted pressure on Jesus.
Bi awon eniyan tin toro mo Jesu.
They wanted to hear the word of God.
O fe gbo oro Olorun lenu re.
And Jesus did not resist them.
Jesu sin tawonu fun idi.
He saw two ships.
O si ri oko meji.
The fishermen were gone out of the ships.
Awon apeja ti kuro ninu awon oko yi won o peja mo.
Meaning that the ships were empty.
E to tumo si pe awon oko won o sofo.
Ready.
O si mura sile tan.
And available.
O si wa laro woto.
But he made a choice.
Sugbon o pinu.
It appears the two possess the same qualification.
O se se ki awon ko mejeji ko ni amuye to jora won.
But he chose one.
Sugbon o yan ikan.
He chose Simon's ship.
O yan oko ti Simoni.
And we try to peep to see what could have informed that.
Awa bere si ni wo ki lo le fa ti o mu iyi wa.
The Bible didn't say anything about it.
Bibeli dake lori eyi.
But we perceive that peradventure.
A kan ni moye re
boya Simon's ship.
O gba o lo oko ti Simoni.
Because it was Simon's ship.
Nitori wipe o di oko Simoni.
The other ship
oko miran to wa
belong to two people.
O je ti eniyan meji.
James and John.
Jacob ati Johannu.
And their father was also involved in the business.
Baba won na ko gbeyin ninu ise apeja.
We felt that if he had chosen John and James's sheep, maybe they will have